episode 3 of the No BS with CS podcast. And in this podcast episode, we're going to talk about motivation. And this is something that is very relevant for me right now. So, of course, I'm documenting my journey on this podcast. And I would say, in particular, from January to April this year, I really struggled to find that motivation and that drive to kind of push forward in my business. And particularly today as well. It's a Sunday morning, it's 10 to 11, and I've been up for about 2.5 hours. So I've had a lie-in, but yeah, absolutely no motivation today whatsoever. It's not a, the good thing is that I'm aware of it, and you know, that's always good self-awareness. And the other thing is that I'm not kind of putting any client work off, and I'm not, you know, putting it off for dead time as such, because it's a Sunday morning. There's still plenty of time in the day for me to smash this day. But, you know, that's why it's important then to be self-aware and realize when you're not kind of feeling your best, and then put to work, put things in place, put action, you know, put steps in place to prevent it from happening regularly. It will happen occasionally. There's no stopping it. I know there's some, you know, kind of speakers out there, you know, they call themselves business gurus and so on, that will say that if you don't have the motivation on, you know, a daily basis, then this is kind of the wrong space for you. But I completely disagree with that. I think that, you know, we have high days and we have low days. And on the high days, we tend not to think about these kind of things. But on the low days, we do. We tend to think, why am I feeling like this? Or what can I do to change it? At least that's how I feel. So, you know, particularly today then, it's it's one of those things where I just have a completely free day. And so the thing for me, I probably should have pre-arranged and, you know, put blocks of time in place for today. And I should have done this last night. And then I definitely would have had a much better start, more productive start to my day. But because I just woke up and I've just gone on without no alarm clock on a Sunday, gone on with my kind of morning as I please, and I've got to this point now where I just don't feel motivated. So I've started to think about it, and I think, what do I need? What do I do from this point going forward? Well, obviously it's a Sunday, and you know, if this was a Monday, it would be a lot harder to kind of start the day, because I know there's a lot to do on a Monday. I have clients chasing me, I have emails to answer and so on. So the best thing for me to do right now is to ensure that I start my day correctly tomorrow. And that's not to say that I'm going to waste a whole day today. I'm just going to put things in place and make sure that I don't, you know, don't do things that will affect me tomorrow. So number one, and this is something that anyone can do if they're feeling a little bit, you know, shitty in the moment, and they want to try and find a quick fix. And that is, it's probably a bit controversial as well, because there'd be a lot of people out there listening who disagree with this. But for me personally, I like to have an energy drink. And I don't go for the super strong, high caffeine ones, because they tend to make me feel sick. But what I'll do is, I'll leave the house now, I'll go to the shop and I'll buy a small can of energy drink. I may not consume the whole thing. What I tend to do is I'll just sip it, and then get around halfway through, just to like get that feeling of kind of happiness or content, that feeling of motivation. Well, yeah, motivation comes back to me, and I'm more focused. I put a podcast on the cars I drive back, and or what I may do actually is walk to the shop and grab one there, and then on the walk back I put a podcast in, and then that's a double whammy. Then you've got the fresh air, you've got the exercise from walking, and then you've got the energy drink as well. And like I say, a lot of people probably disagree with this. They'll say that you need to, you know, just ensure that, you know, energy drinks are bad for you, so don't take them and you're going to feel worse tomorrow. But providing you don't over you know, do it and drink too much, I honestly think is a good quick fix for the moment. And it's not something that I advocate on a regular basis, but it is certainly something that if you do occasionally feel low, or you find you're not motivated, then I do recommend. And another kind of alternative to that is coffee with L-theanine. So I've already had my coffee with L-theanine this morning, and it does give me that bit of focus, hence why I've jumped on this podcast now. I'm in the zone at the minute, But the only thing is, it doesn't give me that energy boost. It just gives me kind of a calm focus. So L-theanine is naturally occurring in the body anyway, but you can buy it as a supplement, and then you can add it to, and it's best to add it with coffee, because then when you have a coffee, occasionally you can get like the jitters, depending on how much caffeine you have. I don't tend to have much. But if you add L-theanine to it, it just kind of gives you a calming buzz, I would say. It's hard to really describe. You don't get anything that changes the kind of your personality, the way you are. It just essentially makes you a little bit more focused. So usually if I'm feeling motivated and I have coffee with L-theanine in it, I can just focus on my work and I'll just crack on for about 2-3 hours without even thinking or procrastinating at all. Of course, I am feeling a little bit demotivated this morning, and then it's not going hand in hand with that to push me forward today. But I do recommend that coffee with L-theanine if you want to try that. And as I say, naturally occurring, it's not bad for you whatsoever. 100 milligrams a day, so it's hardly anything. That's what I have. A lot of people have more than that. And it's also good with anxiety as well. So if you have anxiety whatsoever, then it kind of takes the edge off it. At least that's for, you know, I've kind of felt that somewhat, but I don't put myself in uncomfortable positions or situations very early in the morning when I have my coffee. So I haven't really been able to test that out, but people do say it's good for anxiety. But yeah, so that's the recommendation. That's something I'm going to do after this podcast. So I'm going to obviously go out, go to a shop, get myself a drink, an energy drink. You know, the lowest caffeine, because I've already had coffee this morning, so I don't want to overdo it. And yeah, that should hopefully kickstart me in the right direction. And then another thing, another, you know, suggestion is exercise. So that'll be another thing that I take off the list today. It'll be exercise. I mean, yesterday was a home workout, so today I like to kind of mix it up. And today will either be a run or go to the gym. I'm leaning more towards going to the gym, to be honest with you, because it's not raining at the minute, but set to rain all day apparently. So, you know, we'll stay out of the rain for the moment, just because I don't have the right running gear for it. But yeah, exercise. I know a lot of people say that you get that that buzz after exercise, and it's true. I always do. I always find I do. But the only problem with exercise, and this is where you need to be self-aware enough, is to realize when you're pushing yourself too far. So if you're feeling demotivated, there's no point pushing yourself to go to the gym and then, you know, smashing a 2-3 hour workout where you're absolutely exhausted because you just come home. And don't get me wrong, you feel great for exercising, but you won't be able to do anything after that because you'll just be worn out essentially. And then tomorrow you will probably wake up, and the next day, the second day after exercise, for me, usually I have the worst DOMS, and of course that wipes me out for the next 2 days. So the trick with exercise, if you want to use it to find motivation, is to do it light, and then from there kind of build up, and that way then you still get the feel good factor after it, but you don't wear yourself out as well. So that's what I'll do today. I'll go to the gym, I'll do some weights, but it'll be light, and I'll probably do some lifts, which is low intensity steady state cardio on the treadmill, so that way I'm not overdoing it and I'm still getting that sweat on, still getting that exercise in, and it'll make me feel good. And I may do this, to be honest with you, around 5 o'clock, so that way then I've got the next 6 hours to kind of pick myself up, get some work done on a Sunday, which is, you know, that's a bonus anyway, to get work done on a Sunday. And then going into Monday morning, I will feel great, hopefully. Anyway, that's the idea, is that I'm kind of trying to set myself up to start the week strong, because I know that I don't feel great today. If it was a Wednesday, if this was being recorded on a Wednesday, then I would push myself to get what I need to do done. But then, of course, I would put things in place, like I'm talking about now, to set myself up for Thursday morning so that I can go ahead and smash the day. The next one, and this is another one which is, you know, putting the right things in place so that you feel good going forward, is food. So food is a very important one, a very important factor for motivation, in my opinion. So for me particularly, I can have certain foods and it will almost put me into a food coma. You know, like breakfast, if I have a cooked breakfast, I don't know what it is. It could be the bread, it could be the beans, it could be the hash browns, or you know, whatever's on the plate really. That kind of just makes me feel super tired after I've eaten it. Around about half an hour after I've eaten it, I just feel like my eyes are glazing over. I feel like I could sleep on the spot. Whether it's a gluten thing, I don't know, but yeah, so because of that, I tend to avoid those foods now. Same with pastries, with chocolates and sweets. So if I have those, or burgers, breads, if I have those, then I know for a fact that within an hour after eating it, I'm going to feel tired and demotivated, and I won't have that kind of push to do the work I need to do. As I said, everything's a struggle from that point on. So that's therefore important then that I know that during my peak hours, where I want to be, you know, high performance, whether that's in the gym or whether that's, you know, on the business, it's important then to only eat those foods around that. So I would never say to kind of avoid those foods completely. If you enjoy them, then you've got to have them from time to time, because that's obviously what life is about. But it's important to consume them around the right times. So I guess it depends on, and this is going off a little bit of the topic, but I guess it depends on whether you, as a listener, work a full-time job and you're running a side business, and you know you want to take it full-time, or whether you are running a business full-time. So you would have to adapt then the food that you consume and how you kind of prep that food. So I don't do meal prep, but if you're working in a job and you know that you don't have access to good foods there, then it's important that you find a way to have those good foods so that when you get home, that you can focus in the remaining hours of the day, or whether it's 2, 3 hours a night, if you have that, whether even if it's an hour a night, just to focus on your business around your job, then it's important that you consume the right foods before that hour so that you give it the very best that you've got in that hour. Otherwise, you just won't be motivated and you'll just give it a miss. And then, of course, that's an hour lost, or you know, 2 hours, 3 hours, or a day lost, depending on your situation. So that's it. We've covered exercise, we've covered food, we've covered the supplements and energy drinks, which of course could be controversial to some. Another one is podcasts. So, you know, this podcast right now is just starting off on my podcast journey, and I don't imagine it's very motivational at the minute. But there are podcasts out there that are really, really motivational, in my opinion. For me personally, I like Ed Milette. He interviews many different business owners, you know, social media experts, football coaches, American football coaches, all these kind of successful people in their field. And you know, he's a very good motivational speaker, that's for sure. He wears his heart on his sleeve, and yeah, you can just feel the emotion in a lot of his interviews. You've got Gary Vaynerchuk, who's obviously the other end to Ed Milet, so he speaks his mind, of course, but I find him to be motivational in that he just kind of says it as it is. And then, of course, there's other kind of podcasts out there, depending on what, you know, what you're into. If you don't like the motivational kind of things, then maybe it's worth listening to a podcast about something that you are trying to succeed at. So whether that's fitness or nutrition, you know, dieting, or anything business related, or you could narrow it down further to like e-commerce, retail, advertising, you know, marketing, anything that really will get you motivated by listening to somebody speak about the thing that you want to be successful with. So that's a simple one, podcasts. Music is another good one. Obviously, everybody has different preferences of music, but sometimes when you need to get that lift, those positive vibes, then it's good to put some feel-good music on as well. And then the last one I can think of, and this is probably, again, another kind of controversial recommendation of mine, is YouTube videos. So, but this is another one where, and it's very similar to the exercise and the energy drinks, the coffee, is that it needs to be balanced. It needs to be kind of restricted as to how much you consume. So whenever I'm feeling a bit demotivated in the mornings and I'm having my coffee and my breakfast, I'll always put a a YouTube video on, and I'll make sure that I max it at, you know, I cap it at 15 minutes, no more than that. If I always find that if I do more than 15 minutes, then I can't be bothered getting up from the seat for like another 15 minutes until I realize, you know, half an hour has gone by and I've wasted that time just watching a video. So I'd say 15 minutes max, and just find videos that may motivate you, and they motivate you in different ways, in that maybe the video is regarding something that you would like to achieve in your life, or you would like to experience in your life. Maybe it's a motivational speech from a business coach or a sports coach. Just anything, really. I mean, my recommendations, I always watch Casey Neistat in the mornings, just because his videos are kind of like vlogs and documenting his days. And it's very similar to how I kind of envisage my future life being, where obviously I'm working remotely, but you know, I'm on my skateboard, and I'm going from the office to the house to the office on the skateboard. You know, exercise regularly, runs in the mornings, in good health, and just you know, feel good, positive all the time, really. So yeah, that's one recommendation that I would say, and just try not to get carried away with them. That's the main thing. So like anything, is a balance. So those are the recommendations I have in terms of how to get motivated. So the quick fix is obviously controversial, of course, energy drink, coffee, and just get yourself feeling good in the first hour or two after those supplements, the coffee and the energy drink. And during that time, you then need to make the most of it, make the most of that surge in energy and positivity, so that you know that you can finish the day strong, feel motivated from finishing the day strong, and then start the next day strong as well. So that's why it's important to kind of put the things in place as soon as you feel good from that energy burst, to set yourself up going forward. So yeah, there's, what do we say? It was the supplements, the coffee, going for a run or exercise, or a walk. Even just a walk feels great when you get back, YouTube, podcasts, and food as well. So I know this is a very broad kind of subject of motivation, but the one thing I would say is that if you do notice yourself feeling demotivated on a regular basis, then maybe it's a good idea to journal it. Get the thoughts down and journal some of the actions that may have led to being demotivated. Have you overexercised? Are you stressed? Have you overdone it in work? You know, are you eating the right foods? Are you sleeping properly? Sleep is a very big one. If you can get good quality sleep on a regular basis, then you shouldn't really suffer with the lack of motivation. But even so, I mean, I get good sleep. I get at least 8 hours a day, sometimes more. Today I got more, and I still feel even motivated. So just one of those things, but it does help long term. But yeah, I'd say journal it. Think about it and be self-aware. And as I said, I think on the end of my first podcast, self-awareness is probably one of the least thought about but the most important things to being successful, in my opinion. If you're self-aware and you know you want to get from A to B, right now you're at A and you want to get to B to feel successful, then it's not just the work you put in that will get you there, as in the direct work to get you to that position, but it's also the work you do on yourself that allows you to get there faster. And we obviously spoke about this in episode 2, how to kind of accelerate your progress, accelerate the personal growth. And again, journaling, self-awareness, massively important. And it comes down to that in terms of motivation as well. So I think that's pretty much it for this podcast episode. I don't really have anything else to cover. Think that we're nearly 20 minutes in, so hopefully this has been useful. And if you as a listener have any additional points to add to it, then please do let me know, and we can maybe go over them in a podcast episode in more detail. Otherwise, stay tuned, subscribe to this podcast, No BS with CS, and hopefully we'll grow together as I document this journey. So yeah, enjoy the day ahead and smash it.